Welcome to this radio show. Recently, you wrote an email to the radio station. Please, could you introduce yourself and tell us why are you here today?
Hi, I'm Mariola, and they are Timo and Elena, my classmates. We study in Dominica's school, and we are going to talk about a project of good deeds.
It's an interesting project. We're going to start with you, Timo. What good deeds did you do recently, and how did they help?
Recently, I did some good deeds like writing a thank you message or put some litter in the bin. These are easy deeds, but also I did difficult good deeds like help others, donate clothes to a charity, or helping at an animal shelter with their animals. And tomorrow I'm going to give food to the homeless in Valencia.
Okay, now Elena, where are you going to volunteer and why did you choose that role?
We are going to volunteer in the street helping homeless people. We choose this role because we know how does it feel. A lot of people live in the street with blankets and mattresses, and also they have animals. They often stay in the door of a supermarket, but almost no one buys anything from them.
Oh, interesting. Timo, can you describe your skills?
Yes, I can sing, and I won't sing never because I don't like it, but two of my skills are play the guitar, that is my favorite, and I'm going never to leave her, and then my other skill is that I'm an animal lover, although I won't have one never for my personal reasons.
What about you, Elena?
One of my skills is swimming because I'm doing so hard competitions and I swim a lot. And my other skill is that I love to help kids to do their homeworks because I love kids.
And about you, Mariola?
I'm so patient with all people, and I'm going to go to teach them how to download apps and how to watch videos on social media.
All what you are saying is so interesting, but what are you planning to donate and how will it help?
We are going to donate scarves for homeless people that don't have winter clothes. We also will donate some toys for the kids of the charity that don't have toys. And what else we can donate, Elena?
We also can donate some board games for people a bit more old for play these games that I think that they will like it. And some electronic games like a PlayStation 2 for teenagers that they will like them and they will be amusing.
And Mariola, how is doing good for you?
I think it's good for my mental health because you help people that need help and it's like, wow, I'm helping people that need help. I'm a good person.
This doesn't help your physical health because it's not do exercise and go to the gym. It's help person and it's the best thing that you could do in your life.
And of course that this is not going to do life longer, but when you will be old, you will be like, when I was young, I did this, and you will tell to your sons, and that's all.
Your project is so interesting, I like it. Guys, we received your email, and we really like it because you were very formal when you wrote. And that's why I accepted that you came. Can I read it?
Yes, of course. Dear Mr. Miles, I hope this email finds you well. My name is Timo and I am a student at Dominica's school. I am writing to you because my classmates Mariola, Elena and I have been working on a very important project. And we could love to share it in your radio show. Youth Radio. Our project is about good deeds and we believe that it is important. We think your listeners will enjoy it since it relates to young people and their experience. Will it be possible to join to your show and talk about our project? We would be happy to explain our work and answer any questions. Please let us know if this could be possible. Thank you for your time. I look forward to your response. Best regards, Timo.
It's a pleasure that you came. Your project is very interesting. I'm sure the listeners have loved it.
Thank you. We are very grateful to have been able to come.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye.